My topic is violence as in movies and computer games. I will talk about how it affects children, youngsters, and grown-ups today. I think that especially shooting games like Call of Duty is a wonderful game to stress out in, and I even think it can make you less violent if you let your anger out while playing. Another game like GTA is where you are a thief that can shoot, stab, and kill with your bare hands. Then again, I think that violent games can let your anger and violent thoughts out without hurting others in real life. Of course, I know that not everybody thinks the same as I do, so therefore I can also see some problems from their point of view. If children played the games, they could become violent because of their young age and may not be able to depict the game from reality like the elders can. Teenagers and adults also like to play games and watch movies, but they have already learned what is wrong and right to do. That is why I think children have a higher chance of committing violence than adults. The article "It's Only Me" is about young kids and teenagers' violent actions with guns. I do not think it was a movie or game that made them violent. I think it's lack of care in their home and at school, or that it is bullying that pushes them over the line to commit a violent act. There are many different circumstances that can make a person aggressive, and music, games, and movies may give them some ideas to act wrong. Movies don't have the same effect as computer games, because in a movie it is not you who is lord over what's going to happen. Like, you can't decide whom you want to kill or what car to steal. The plot and actions is already decided, but if you are mental unstable or grown up wrong, movies and computer games may affect how you act and think about violence. I think it is mostly isolated people who are the most exposed.